And furthermore, instead of having two standards, two tiered signature verification system, the bill in Georgia actually strengthens the absentee ballot process. So we have the same standard for every ballot in the state of Georgia, in-person voting, absentee voting. And yes, you're allowed to bring food and water when you vote. And yes, election workers can hand it out also, just not partisan organizations within 150 feet from the voting booth. The new law also requires a voter ID or any state-issued ID or Social Security number to even get an absentee ballot, which is simple common sense, should, of course, be a requirement for the preservation of the sanctity of the ballot and to ensure that Georgians and Americans have faith in their election process and that they, in the end, will have confidence in its results. And you know what else? You know, think about what you need to show an ID for. Let's say you want to go visit Joe at the White House. Want to go to visit, go to the White House. You need a picture ID. Want to go to the U.S. Capitol, visit the People's House, meet your congressman or congresswoman? Yeah, you need a picture ID. Go to the Democratic National Convention, get on an airplane, buy a house, apply for a mortgage, buy alcohol, buy cigarettes, even buy my famous Juul pods, like here. Or if you want to apply for food stamps, apply for a job, apply for welfare programs. If you want to apply for Medicare, Medicaid, apply for unemployment. If you want to drive, buy or rent a car, purchase a gun, adopt a pet, rent a hotel room, pick up a prescription at your drugstore, donate blood, purchase some cold and allergy medicines like Allegra D, and on and on and on. And furthermore, voter ID is overwhelmingly popular. Look at this poll from the AP. It found a whopping 72% of you, the American people, you approve requiring photo IDs to vote. But Joe Biden, the Democrats, they don't want you to know these facts. Sadly, he got caught. Once again, playing the race card, dividing this country, is fueling nothing but vicious, divisive racial rhetoric about Jim Crow and voter suppression with zero evidence and no facts behind it. And Biden's lies are so bad that even the Washington Post is calling him out for his lies. He got four Pinocchios for his claims about voter suppression. Now, this is the same Biden, you know, the one that said we're going to put you all back in chains and you can't go to a 7-Eleven or Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent. Or what he said about President Obama. For the first time, you got an African-American that's clean, articulate, and bright. Man, that's storybook.